Nolte, Hollywood teeters as 706 theaters close overnight. By John Nolte on November 23, 2020. Because Democrats and the fake media are freaking out over a virus with, according to the CDC, a 996 out of 1,000 survival rate. The movie business is literally getting wiped out. Over the weekend, according to the left-wing Hollywood Reporter, the number one movie earned just $1.2 million, which is, by far, one of the lowest chart-topping grosses of all time. And it's not just that. What week is this? It's Thanksgiving week. In a normal world, the weekends around Thanksgiving are two of the biggest box office weekends of the year. Let me repeat that. The number one movie at the box office last weekend grossed $1.2 million. The total domestic revenue for last weekend, meaning the total haul of all the admissions sold throughout North America, was less than $5 million. That's every ticket sold for every movie in theaters over the weekend, less than $5 million. America's number one movie is a horror flick starring Vince Vaughn called Freaky. But it had no chance. Last weekend, 646 American theaters closed just like that, along with 60 in Canada. Freaky was already behind the eight ball even before that. There are 5,449 movie theaters in America. Only 2,800 were open last week. And that dropped to 2,154 with these new closures. On top of that madness, we are needlessly scaring the hell out of moviegoers. Almost all of whom are young people, which means their chances of surviving the coronavirus are even better than 996 out of 1,000. Something much closer to the survival rate of the seasonal flu, which is 999 out of 1,000. What in the world are we doing to ourselves here? For the first time in world history, we are quarantining the healthy, locking down the healthy, and all over a virus with a ridiculously low mortality rate. On top of all the small businesses we're killing, 2020's transfer of wealth from small businesses to multinational corporations like Amazon is as staggering as it is amoral. We are also killing the great American art form, we're killing the movies. How can this be allowed to happen over a virus with a survival rate of 996 out of 1,000? You can go ahead and argue that we are still making movies. They are just being released on TV now, but that's absurd. There are movies and then there are television movies. They might be very good television movies, like The Irishman, but they are still television movies. Movie-going teeters after 700 theaters reclose overnight in North America. That's the headline at The Hollywood Reporter. And over what? Over nothing. We're terrorizing our own people to fear the risks associated with everyday life. There is no reason why those in high-risk groups or those who live with those in high-risk groups, like me, cannot wear masks, social distance, avoid crowds, etc., while everyone else goes about the business of living their lives. What a thing to see. This used to be a pretty great country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.